Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent. The epistle for today's Mass, the fourth Sunday of Advent, is taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Brethren, let a man so account us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Now here is it required in stewards that a man be found trustworthy. But with me it is a very small matter to be judged by you or by man's tribunal. And that I do not even judge my own self, for I have nothing on my conscience. Yet I am not thereby justified, but he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore pass no judgment before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the things hidden in darkness and make manifest the counsels of hearts, and then everyone will have his praise from God. Please stand now for the Holy Gospel, which is taken from St. Luke chapter 3. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was procurator of Judea, and Herod tetrarch of Galilee, and Philip his brother tetrarch of the district of Iturea, and Draconiditis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priest of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord came to John the son of Zachary in the desert. And he went into all the region about the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the desert, make ready the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked way shall be made straight, and the rough way smooth, and all mankind shall see the salvation of God. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And he went into all the region about the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I wanted to begin by telling you about once when I had to go to confession. We priests have to go to confession too. And I confessed my sins, and at the end I said, for these and all my sins, I'm very sorry. And the priest said to me, it's not enough to be sorry. And I was kind of surprised, and he said, you must have repentance. And there's a difference, truly, between the two words. There's a great difference. You see, in today's gospel, it says John went about preaching a baptism of repentance. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be brought low. That is, repentance signifies a change in ourselves. We have to do something different now. It's not enough to say I'm sorry. Like when you do something that's you burp or you make an unpleasant sound and you say, oh, I'm sorry. Well, that doesn't mean that you're never going to do it again, right? It's just you're asking pardon. Pardon me. It's like saying, excuse me. But a lot of people go to confession almost like that. Our confessions are sometimes like that. We go into confession, we want to just say, sorry, Lord. But we don't really have any repentance. We're not really intending to change. And St. John the Baptist went about preaching that we must repent. That is, we must change. And if our sorrow is not repentance, then our confession's not a very good one. And we will surely fall again very soon into sin. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of you can sit, right now you can sit there and think, why are so often my confessions not helping me? I go to confession and 2 days later I fall into the same sins. Why is that? It's because we did not truly repent. We simply were asking sorrow. We were saying, I'm sorry, I'm going to try to do better now. But there wasn't the resolve that there should have been. And that's why I would suggest to you that we shouldn't spend so much time examining our conscience as we should of thinking of what we're going to do now for the future. When you go into confession, you know pretty much what you have to confess. That is, only mortal sins must be confessed. And obviously you should confess also some venial sins that are especially a problem for you. But a lot of people try to confess every single venial sin they've ever committed. And they torment themselves by doing this. And their confession is not a very good one because they're too concerned about the minor details instead of the repentance that they should have for all their sins, that they should be concentrating on amending their lives. But they're so worried about making sure they said every little thing that they get caught up in that, and the confession is not really as good as it should be. I can often tell this when somebody says to me in confession, they say, wait a second, Father, there's one more. There's one more. I know there is. And you can feel almost the torment that this person is going through because they can't remember what it was. It doesn't matter. That is not so important for confession. The sins are called venial sins because that means they're pardonable. They're easily forgiven. You simply must make a good act of contrition, or perhaps say the Confiteor with devotion. And you should also know that a Holy Communion, devoutly received, wipes out all venial sin. And so when we go to confession, don't worry so much about confessing every venial sin. Spend more time in your confession preparation about resolving upon change. Are you guilty of pride? Say, I resolve to keep my mouth shut and to accept the humiliations that come my way. I'm not going to talk back to my spouse, or I'm not going to talk back to my parents. Are you guilty of anger and impatience? You should be thinking to yourself, I resolve to show extra kindness and love to this or that person. I'm going to do something different now. Are you guilty of lust and impurity? You should say, I resolve to avoid these occasions of sin. I will not look at this or that television program or movie. I am not going to do those things. I'm not going to look at this or that magazine. I am resolved to change. I'm going to do something different. Are you guilty of sloth or sadness and despair? If you are, you should be saying, I am resolved to make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament every day. I'm going to overcome my sloth, and I'm going to overcome this sadness that's in my soul by being close to our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to then make some determined effort if we hope that our confession is going to have a lasting effect of more than just a couple of days. Most of us have no plan for the future of how to get better. And so we're like a dirty person who washes their clothes, but not themselves. And eventually, well, just after a day or so, obviously their clothes are all dirty again, because we're only clean externally. There wasn't anything really changed about us. And so we must then not only confess our sins, that is like washing our clothes, we must also repent. That is, we have to cleanse ourselves. We have to repent and resolve upon change. And so today at Mass, you should think to yourself, what can I do in these last days before Christmas to become a better person? That is a sign of repentance, of change. What can I do to change my life, to become a better person? What should I change to stay out of sin? What things do I need to get rid of? Or what things do I need to stay away from? So let these thoughts occupy your mind today at Mass. Resolve today to do something better with yourself. You have but 6 days till Christmas. Let us give our Lord a gift on his birthday of a repentant heart. That will be something that will please him most of all. A contrite and humble heart he will not despise. And so let us repent of our past. Let us change our ways. May the Immaculate Virgin Mary immaculate. She had no sin. And the sinless Saint John, may they be your guides in this week before Christmas and guide you how to best repent, change your life, and prepare for the coming of the Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.